これから音量を調節します。英語の音声を約30秒間流します。その間にあなたが聞きやすい音量に調節してください。この英語は問題そのものではありませんので、内容を把握する必要はありません。音声の最後でイヤホンを外すよう指示します。指示があったらすぐに外し、机の上に置いてください。それでは音量の調節を始めます。
Let's talk about the newsletter.
Okay, let's check what we've got so far. We've decided to have one main story and one short story, right?
Right. And what about pictures? Should we have one for each story?
I'm not so sure about that. Maybe it would be too much. How about just for the main story?
That sounds good. Now, what will our stories be? We could do one about the students who visited from Hawaii. Maybe we could use one of the photos they sent us.
これで音量の調節は終わりです。この後、監督者の指示で試験を始めますが、音量は試験の最中いつでも調節できます。なお、次の再生ボタンも作動中ランプが光るまで長く押し続けるボタンですから、注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。これからリスニングテストを始めます。この試験では、聞き取る英語は2回流します。質問文と選択肢は音声ではなく、すべて問題冊子に印刷されています。問題を回答するごとに、回答用紙にマークしてください。問題冊子に記入しておいて、回答時間の途中や最後にまとめて回答用紙にマークしてはいけません。なお、聞き取る英語の後に音声の流れていない時間があります。それが回答をマークする時間です。音声が流れていなくても、赤いランプが今のようについていれば故障ではありません。では、始めます。4ページを開いてください。第1問。第1問は、問1から問6までの6問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。
Question number 1.
Is this a gate for flight 557 leaving for Singapore at 5 p.m.?
Yes, but your flight has been delayed.
Really? How long?
2 hours. Please come back 15 minutes before departure.
Listen again.
Is this a gate for flight 557 leaving for Singapore at 5 p.m.?
Yes, but your flight has been delayed.
Really? How long?
2 hours. Please come back 15 minutes before departure.
Question number 2.
Let's put the team name on the sleeve of the new uniform.
Maybe the name should be on the front.
Okay. How about putting the logo on the sleeve?
Good idea.
Listen again.
Let's put the team name on the sleeve of the new uniform.
Maybe the name should be on the front.
Okay. How about putting the logo on the sleeve?
Good idea.
Question number 3.
Isn't the soccer game starting now?
Yeah, but my favorite drama comes on in an hour on another channel.
So, should I record the game?
That's okay. I'll record my program.
Listen again.
Isn't the soccer game starting now?
Yeah, but my favorite drama comes on in an hour on another channel.
So, should I record the game?
That's okay. I'll record my program.
Question number 4.
Let's take the subway from Centerville to Wakefield.
I don't like the red line because it only runs every 30 minutes.
Then we should take the blue line.
That's a good idea.
Listen again.
Let's take the subway from Centerville to Wakefield.
I don't like the red line because it only runs every 30 minutes.
Then we should take the blue line.
That's a good idea.
Question number 5.
Let's get a new alarm clock.
Yes, this white one looks really easy to read.
They have a black one with big hands, too.
Okay, let's order that one.
Listen again.
Let's get a new alarm clock.
Yes, this white one looks really easy to read.
They have a black one with big hands, too.
Okay, let's order that one.
Question number 6.
The sign says admission is $5 each.
But since we're a group, we can save a dollar on each ticket.
We have 11 students and teachers are free.
Sounds good.
Listen again.
The sign says admission is $5 each.
But since we're a group, we can save a dollar on each ticket.
We have 11 students and teachers are free.
Sounds good.
これで第1問は終わりです。8ページを開いてください。第2問。第2問は問7から問13までの7問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、最後の発言に対する相手の応答として、最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 7.
Where should we sit?
How about that table?
But there aren't enough chairs for all of us.
Listen again.
Where should we sit?
How about that table?
But there aren't enough chairs for all of us.
Question number 8.
Is everybody here now?
We're still missing Margaret.
Oh, now I remember. She said she can't make it.
Listen again.
Is everybody here now?
We're still missing Margaret.
Oh, now I remember. She said she can't make it.
Question number 9.
I heard you're studying Spanish.
Yes, I listen to a radio program every day.
Great. How do you like it so far?
Listen again.
I heard you're studying Spanish.
Yes, I listen to a radio program every day.
Great. How do you like it so far?
Question number 10.
Hurry up. We're running late.
Hold on. Where did I put my purse?
I saw it in the kitchen.
Listen again.
Hurry up. We're running late.
Hold on. Where did I put my purse?
I saw it in the kitchen.
Question number 11.
Excuse me. How can I get to Mr. Kato's office?
Take the elevator to the third floor. It's the first room on your right.
Thank you.
Listen again.
Excuse me. How can I get to Mr. Kato's office?
Take the elevator to the third floor. It's the first room on your right.
Thank you.
Question number 12.
Wow, that's nice. Is it new?
Yes, thanks. I just bought it. It fits perfectly around my wrist, and it keeps accurate time.
No, I meant your tie.
Listen again.
Wow, that's nice. Is it new?
Yes, thanks. I just bought it. It fits perfectly around my wrist, and it keeps accurate time.
No, I meant your tie.
Question number 13.
Where should I meet you?
The south entrance. There are three entrances to the zoo. The south entrance has a big picture of a monkey on it.
I hope I can find it.
Listen again.
Where should I meet you?
The south entrance. There are three entrances to the zoo. The south entrance has a big picture of a monkey on it.
I hope I can find it.
これで第2問は終わりです。10ページを開いてください。第3問。第3問は A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。第3問 A は問い14から問い16までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて対話を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 14.
Have you heard about the new law? When you rent an apartment and have a pet, it'll cost $50 extra a month.
So with a cat and a dog, you'd pay double?
Right.
What about 4 fish in a bowl? Would you have to pay $200?
Well, a pet is a pet.
Listen again.
Have you heard about the new law? When you rent an apartment and have a pet, it'll cost $50 extra a month.
So with a cat and a dog, you'd pay double?
Right.
What about 4 fish in a bowl? Would you have to pay $200?
Well, a pet is a pet.
Question number 15.
Sorry, but isn't this 9A?
Yes, it is.
Well, I've reserved this seat.
But my ticket says, oops, I reserved 19A. Sorry, I'll move, but first let me gather my things.
Don't bother. I'll just sit in the seat you reserved.
Thank you.
Listen again.
Sorry, but isn't this 9A?
Yes, it is.
Well, I've reserved this seat.
But my ticket says, oops, I reserve 19A. Sorry, I'll move, but first let me gather my things.
Don't bother. I'll just sit in the seat you reserved.
Thank you.
Question number 16.
Could I take a day off tomorrow?
Well, we're pretty busy on Saturdays.
I know, but I'd like to attend my friend's wedding. I can work an extra day next week instead.
I guess that'll work, but next time let me know earlier.
Listen again.
Could I take a day off tomorrow?
Well, we're pretty busy on Saturdays.
I know, but I'd like to attend my friend's wedding. I can work an extra day next week instead.
I guess that'll work, but next time let me know earlier.
これで第3問 A は終わりです。11ページを見てください。第3問 B は問い17から問い19までの3問です。長めの対話を一つ聞き、問いに対する答えとして最も適切なものを6つの選択肢、1から6のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。対話の場面と問いが問題冊子に書かれているので、今読みなさい。では、始めます。
Questions number 17 to 19.
Look at this website. It shows the top 3 female baby names in the U.S. by decade.
Is my name there?
Let's see. Your name was the most popular in the 70s.
That's when I was born. Look, Amy and Melissa were also popular then, and I have 2 friends with those names.
And your name was still popular in the 80s. It was ranked 2nd.
My grandmother's name was the most popular when she was born in the 30s and stayed the most popular for another 2 decades.
Linda was very popular back then, too.
And there are some names that only appear once.
Yeah, like Lisa and Susan in the 60s.
How about now?
The top 3 are Emily, Madison, and Emma.
Emily went from 3rd to the most popular in 1 decade.
It's interesting to see how the popularity of names changes over the years.
Listen again.
Look at this website. It shows the top 3 female baby names in the U.S. by decade.
Is my name there?
Let's see. Your name was the most popular in the 70s.
That's when I was born. Look, Amy and Melissa were also popular then, and I have 2 friends with those names.
And your name was still popular in the 80s. It was ranked 2nd.
My grandmother's name was the most popular when she was born in the 30s. And stayed the most popular for another 2 decades.
Linda was very popular back then, too.
And there are some names that only appear once.
Yeah, like Lisa and Susan in the 60s.
How about now?
The top 3 are Emily, Madison, and Emma.
Emily went from 3rd to the most popular in 1 decade.
It's interesting to see how the popularity of names changes over the years.
これで第3問 B は終わりです。12ページを開いてください。第4問。第4問も A と B の2つの部分に分かれています。 第4問 A は問い20から問い22までの3問です。それぞれの問いについて英語を聞き、答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では、始めます。
Question number 20.
When I first came to Japan, I was surprised when people asked if I was annoyed by the sounds of insects, such as cicadas. They had heard many Western people couldn't stand such sounds. Actually, the sound of cicadas, which are called semi in Japanese, makes me feel at home. When I was growing up, the cicadas would sing in a tree just outside my bedroom window all summer long. I would lie on my bed listening to their peaceful song. When I heard the cicadas during my first summer in Japan, it brought back happy childhood memories.
Listen again.
When I first came to Japan, I was surprised when people asked if I was annoyed by the sounds of insects, such as cicadas. They had heard many Western people couldn't stand such sounds. Actually, the sound of cicadas, which are called semi in Japanese, makes me feel at home. When I was growing up, the cicadas would sing in a tree just outside my bedroom window all summer long. I would lie on my bed listening to their peaceful song. When I heard the cicadas during my first summer in Japan, it brought back happy childhood memories.
Question number 21.
Hello, Takashi. This is Rose. I'm in Kyoto now. I enjoyed staying with you and your family last week. Sorry to bother you, but I've got a problem. I can't find my gloves. Have you seen them? Maybe I left them on the table in the bedroom, but I'm not sure. They're green and match my coat. If you have them, can you please call me here? The number is... Oh, I hardly stay in my hotel room, so I'll contact you again tomorrow. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Listen again.
Hello, Takashi. This is Rose. I'm in Kyoto now. I enjoyed staying with you and your family last week. Sorry to bother you, but I've got a problem. I can't find my gloves. Have you seen them? Maybe I left them on the table in the bedroom, but I'm not sure. They're green and match my coat. If you have them, can you please call me here? The number is... Oh, I hardly stay in my hotel room, so I'll contact you again tomorrow. Thanks. Talk to you later.
Question number 22.
Welcome to Marine Park. Before you begin your marine adventure, we have a few announcements to make. As always, from 12:30, you can see our very popular sea animal show with dolphins jumping through hoops and playing basketball. We are sorry that Penguin Village is closed today, but starting at 3, in addition to our usual attractions, you can see your favorite animation characters sing and dance in the plaza in front of the waterfall. You can get there easily if you take the miniature train from the information center. Don't miss this exciting event.
Listen again.
Welcome to Marine Park. Before you begin your marine adventure, we have a few announcements to make. As always, from 12:30, You can see our very popular sea animal show with dolphins jumping through hoops and playing basketball. We are sorry that Penguin Village is closed today, but starting at 3, in addition to our usual attractions, you can see your favorite animation characters sing and dance in the plaza in front of the waterfall. You can get there easily if you take the miniature train from the information center. Don't miss this exciting event.
これで第4問 A は終わりです。13ページを見てください。第4問 B は問い23から問い25までの3問です。これから流れる英語を聞き、それぞれの問いの答えとして最も適切なものを4つの選択肢、1から4のうちから1つずつ選びなさい。では始めます。
Questions number 23 to 25.
As the head of the International Relations Department, I am pleased to announce our new online journal, The Global Village. After hosting an international conference on global issues, the department started a blog to stay in touch and communicate about important issues such as the energy crisis and human rights. Soon our blog started to attract exciting ideas and articles from journalists, scholars, and even students who had heard about us. In fact, some of the best responses to our blog were from non-academics and students who acknowledged the seriousness of these issues. Therefore, when we decided to form the editorial group, students were also included. A professor in our department was chosen as the chief editor, but the assistant editor is a student with previous experience editing an online journal. The Global Village will be a bridge between journalists, scholars, and students who share a common interest in global issues. Our eventual objective is to make world leaders aware of our concerns, especially those of young people. They're the ones who will inherit the earth. We would like those leaders to realize this. Thank you for your time.
Listen again.
As the head of the International Relations Department, I am pleased to announce our new online journal, The Global Village. After hosting an international conference on global issues, the department started a blog to stay in touch and communicate about important issues such as the energy crisis and human rights. Soon our blog started to attract exciting ideas and articles from journalists, scholars, and even students who had heard about us. In fact, some of the best responses to our blog were from non-academics and students who acknowledged the seriousness of these issues. Therefore, when we decided to form the editorial group, students were also included. A professor in our department was chosen as the chief editor, but the assistant editor is a student with previous experience editing an online journal. The Global Village will be a bridge between journalists, scholars, and students who share a common interest in global issues. Our eventual objective is to make world leaders aware of our concerns, especially those of young people. They're the ones who will inherit the earth. We would like those leaders to realize this. Thank you for your time.
これで問題を聞く部分はすべて終わりです。この後は監督者の回答をやめの指示があるまで回答を続けることができます。これからイヤホンを外してもらいます。その時にイヤホンが机に当たって音を立てないよう注意してください。では、イヤホンを耳から外し、静かに机の上に置いてください。